Bill LaRocque has been called America's top corporate crime fighter. The San Diego attorney has also been called a white-collar ambulance chaser. LaRocque specializes in lawsuits on behalf of disgruntled investors. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, this year's wave of corporate scandals are keeping him busier than ever.
Bill LaRocque has spent most of his career accusing companies and their leaders of cheating stockholders. He's cheered by investors and feared by corporate executives. In recent months, LaRocque says he's been inundated with complaints from people who've lost money in the market. His bustling office in a San Diego high-rise is filled with cardboard boxes labeled WorldCom and Enron. Even before the bubble burst, LaRocque's firm, Milberg Weiss, was a lawsuit assembly line, churning out cases by the hundred. LaRocque was vilified in the business community as little more than a shakedown artist. But he says his stock is rising even as the NASDAQ falls.
They say the four worst words in the English language are, "I told you so." And we don't like to say, "I told you so," but we did tell people this was going to happen. We knew for many years that underlying the thin veneer of prosperity and growth was a lot of accounting rot and fraud.
Even opponents concede 56-year-old LaRocque, known for his frizzy mop of graying hair, is a brilliant lawyer. But critics complain his firm sometimes sues a company just because its stock price drops, without any evidence of wrongdoing. Shirley Weiss is a corporate defense attorney in San Diego who has opposed LaRocque's firm on many occasions.
Some people think that they indiscriminately accuse all directors and officers of bad conduct when in fact that they should be more discriminate. But overall, you can't really quarrel with the quality of their lawyering. It's high-quality lawyering, it's creative lawyering, and the fact is that they're the premier class-action law firm in the nation.
In fact, Milberg Weiss is responsible for fully half of all class-action security settlements since 1995. That's the year Congress tried to put the brakes on overzealous securities lawyers, passing a law that raised the bar on which cases could go forward. John Sullivan of the pro-business Civil Justice Association of California says that law was aimed squarely at Bill LaRocque.
He was certainly the poster child for the need for that bill, which Congress overwhelmingly passed over President Clinton's veto. And that bill has been effective, I believe, in doing what it's supposed to do, and that is to allow legitimate lawsuits against corporations to move ahead, stopping the legal extortion type.
The 1995 law didn't stop LaRocque, who's a major contributor to Democrats and who's hosted former President Clinton in his San Diego mansion. The measure did force LaRocque to refine his tactics, though. Now that the boom has busted, he's more likely to represent big institutional investors. LaRocque currently represents the University of California in a suit over Enron and several big pension funds in a lawsuit over WorldCom. He says institutional investors used to avoid such lawsuits.
At first, there was no activity, then a trickle, then a stream, then a river, now a flood. I think institutional investors have simply come to realize the government can't protect them, they can't really vote with their feet, they're going to have to stand up and fight for what's right.
Sarah Teslick of the Council of Institutional Investors says just the threat of a LaRocque lawsuit helps to keep some companies honest. She says most executives fear the flamboyant attorney more than they fear the Securities and Exchange Commission.
As you recall, the SEC hadn't even read Enron's filings that they were making. You can be sure Bill LaRocque was.
But Teslick warns lawyers like LaRocque aren't always interested in the same long-term reforms that investors should be.
A number of these securities law firms, when they file a suit, will have as their interest a quick settlement, which gives them a maximum amount of money with as little work as possible. They financially have no interest in reforming the company. They only have an interest in a check.
Some of those checks are big. Milberg Weiss says it's recovered more than $30 billion for investors over the years, and it's made a lot of money for its lawyers in the process. LaRocque himself earns more than $10 million a year, a paycheck for which he makes no apologies.
We're profit motivated. Nobody ever said it was a charitable enterprise. It takes the ability to make money to be able to stand up against big insurance companies, Wall Street investment banks, big corporations, and big accounting firms.
LaRocque says he hopes the additional funding granted to the SEC this year will allow the government to get tougher on corporate wrongdoers. But whether that happens or not, LaRocque plans to carry on with his own private crackdown. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.